33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time, I'm David Brown. There once was a man who famously said, make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. No, he didn't work for an ad firm or a tabloid. He was the leader of a once powerful nation. Indeed, many historians claim that Adolf Hitler's most powerful weapon wasn't any plane or submarine, but it was instead words. His words were able to harness popular frustrations, translate that into nationalist resolve, and unleash that force onto a world at large. Those weapons are currently on display in the capital city of Texas in a new exhibit called State of Deception, The Power of Nazi Propaganda. It's at the Bullock Texas State History Museum, and joining us now, Jenny Cobb, Associate Curator of Exhibitions at the Bullock Museum. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So take us into the front doors of the exhibit. What do you actually see?
A lot of imagery, a lot of reproductions of these actual posters that were used in German, as well as smaller versions in English, because the whole point of seeing propaganda is you're supposed to have this instant reaction. Mm-hmm. So it's for a lot of our visitors who don't speak German, obviously, come in and they read it, and so they get the message almost immediately. And so it's a lot of use of really bright, bold colors and very few words, because that's the most effective way of getting them. And it's a lot of, you know, images of stereotypes and portraying their enemies, most of the time the Jewish population, in really horrible ways, essentially. Mm-hmm. So something visitors will also see in the exhibition is historical film footage, as well as first-person interviews from people who fell victim to this propaganda. As well as the Bullock, conducted our own research and identified additional artifacts from local lenders, including the Dallas Holocaust Museum, the Houston Holocaust Museum, and some private lenders as well, who added artifacts anywhere from postage stamps to movie posters, just to really show the breadth of this propaganda.
Have you had a chance to see people sort of absorb the exhibit as they go through?
I think a lot of people think they understand World War II and the Holocaust, right, and it's this horrible thing that happened. But when you actually see this propaganda that was being spewed at these people day in and day out constantly, I mean, it was everywhere. It was in children's board games. You know, they were inundated with this, and people, I don't think, really understood that. And they just have this visceral reaction of shock and awe.
I'll be honest, when I heard that the Bullock was going to be putting this on, my first reaction, knowing that this is a Texas State History Museum, was, how does this fit with the mission of telling the story of Texas, which, you know, is something that a lot of people are familiar with the Bullock?
A lot of this has to do with, you know, we want to show that history is relevant and that this happened in a democracy. And so this can happen again. It can happen to people. But what we did was, we also created this companion exhibition called On the Texas Home Front that really shows what was happening in the United States, mm-hmm, and particularly in Texas. So what the population was reading in our news media and our newspapers, what they were seeing in film and in television, because like the Nazi Party, in a much different sense, we were creating propaganda as well. And so anyone from Walt Disney was creating films to inspire audiences to join the war effort and publishing children's books about saving war bonds. We have Dallas Morning News articles talking about the flight of Jewish refugees as early as 1933. So Texans were aware of what was going on.
When you see so many of these posters and memorabilia, let's just try to translate some of that. I mean, the idea that there's some kind of magic bullet on a, you know, on a piece of paper is hard for a lot of people to sort of absorb. So I'm just sort of wondering, what is it in that propaganda that makes it powerful per se?
So the Nazis actually took the Allies' success in propaganda from World War I, mm-hmm, and that's what they were inspired by, and that's what they harnessed. And it was this use of basically taking your enemy and personifying them in this really negative, ugly way and inciting fear as a result in your population. And so that's what they did. It was mostly imagery with very few words, but when they were words, they made them count. And so they were very strong, striking words that incited some sort of emotion in the people reading them. And you have to remember that this is happening in Germany, and they're coming out of not just a loss of World War One, but an economic depression. And these people are looking for a savior to pull them out of this depression. And they're also looking for someone to blame. And so what Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party did was, they used this propaganda and labeled the Jew as the scapegoat.
You can't miss some of the parallels with contemporary history. And I can only imagine, well, first, this was an exhibit that was planned when?
So this exhibition has been done years ago. And the Bullock Museum, we bring in our exhibits, we plan years ahead. So, you know, you can't anticipate what the political climate is mm-hmm. going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think people maybe might make their own parallels here and there. We are mostly there to just give the information and let our visitors hopefully have some discourse amongst each other and take away from it what they will. We're not here to tell anyone what to think.
State of Deception, The Power of Nazi Propaganda is the name of the exhibit. Jenny Cobb is Associate Curator of Exhibitions at the Bullock Museum in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.